This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3094 for Thursday the 11th of June 2020. Today's show is entitled, Holy Crud! I Have a Kinesis Advantage 2 Keyboard. Quote, it is hosted by Sigflup, and is about 5 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, Sigflup does a review of the Kinesis Advantage 2 keyboard.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Everyone, my name is Sigflup. That is Sigflups in a Slobble, and you're listening to another Hacker Public Radio. In this episode, I'm going to review the Kinesis Advantage 2 keyboard, which I got maybe like a week ago, and I've been using it ever since. I was like, well, I'm not going to do the review until I get used to this keyboard. And so I've been typing on it for a while, for like a week or so. And I went to my laptop and try to type with my laptop, and I realized that I'm used to the Kinesis now. Like, one thing is the backspace is on the left, which is kind of weird. And so when I was using my laptop, I noticed I was kind of searching for that backspace. So yeah, I'm pretty used to it. It's a basic, you know, it's a USB keyboard, just USB HID. And there are these key wells on the left and right, and that's where your fingers go. And then where your thumbs go for both hands, there are buttons, commonly used buttons like space, enter, backspace, and control, alt, and whatnot. And I've gotten used to it. The plus equals key is on the left. I'm used to having it on the right, kind of where the backspace key is. And I use Vim a lot, so. The escape key is actually on the top where the function keys are. There's the escape key, and they all look different from the other keys, but it's still really satisfying to push. This is not a membrane keyboard or anything like that. It's mechanical keys all the way, which is pretty good. I can hear you can kind of program aliases where you have a key, and that would equal a number of key presses. And so there's a button called program on the right, but I don't think I'm going to use that, quite frankly. And I would say it takes a couple weeks to get used to. The keys aren't staggered as they are on typical keyboards. They're just straight up and down, but I didn't really notice that much. And I think that's it. I can't really think of anything else to say, really. Listen to this. Okay, can you hear this? That's the sound. This little grrrk sound when you hit your caps lock key, which is good because sometimes I accidentally hit the caps lock key. Let me just type something in here. The man on the telephone will never let me. And do you hear that? It's very satisfying. So thank you, everyone. Take care and enjoy quarantine. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.